8:56, time now for the opening market report. We're checking in now with Ellen Dearden. She's at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jeff. Markets look like, in the grains anyway, that we had a little bit mixed action overnight. We're down on the minus side, however, with beans leading that charge lower. Export bookings that came out this morning were very solid on the corn side, good on the Milo side with all that going to China, but pretty much light on beans at only 27.1 million bushel. Wheat was kind of right in the middle of trade expectations at 15.4 million bushel. The corn market's mostly fractionally lower this morning, with the May corn at 358 and a quarter down a half, with the December down three quarters of a cent at 381 and a quarter. Not much going on there. Overall weakness in the energy sector, however, has kind of kept the lid on buyers' interest in the corn market today. On the bean side, we're down 4 cents to 3 cents in some of the deferred months, down four on the May at 996 and a quarter. We got over $10 overnight, but we can't seem to stay there. Did the same thing in the November beans, got to $10 and a half cent. Couldn't stay there. We're now at 995 and a half, down 3 1/4 cents. There's an awful lot of talk that this market just is in a big old sideways, and we need some kind of fresh information out to propel it either higher or lower out of this sideways. Certainly, we're getting large expectations from South America, and there doesn't seem to be any weather on the horizon to change that. On wheat, there's an awful lot of talk about Turkey not taking wheat out of Russia. Supposedly, they're not going to take wheat out of the U.S. as well. That's kind of a big question mark on what's going on there. It's definitely just a political situation. The Russian wheat crop does look to be down considerably, more than 10 million metric tons from a year ago's wheat level, around 62.5 million metric tons. It will be interesting to see where the rain develops as this U.S. Southern Plains remains awfully dry. It's difficult to see that the driest areas of the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, and Southwest Kansas are going to get much relief from those dry conditions, also into eastern Colorado. Be interesting to see what the drought monitor says today. On the livestock side of things, we certainly have had a huge upside move in the cattle. Saw a big increase in open interest and hot volume on the market heading up, with awful good support from the Fed exchange, the internet exchange. It trades on Wednesday morning. Funds have caught hold of this cattle market, and it's kind of your guess or my guess where this thing could go. We did take out the January highs, and this market looks like it wants to head higher. For now, however, we're down about 15 cents in the nearby April at 122.30. On the feeder cattle, the April feeders are just slightly higher, 136.70, up 35 cents. The hog market looks to have completed a head and shoulders top formation in the June hogs. We're down about 12 cents in the June at 75.62, while the April's up a nickel. The outside markets have really been drivers of this thing, and we continue to see crude under pressure down to 47.76 this morning. That's down another 28 cents. The metals markets are lightly mixed. The dollar index remains below par at 99.73. This market will be an interesting one ahead of next Friday's grain stocks and planting intentions reports, also a hogs and pigs reports next week. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. Quick look at the forecast. A slight chance of showers later on today. A high of 52, a low of 50 tonight. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 34 degrees in Urbana.